I was actually in the area, I was over in West Virginia, New Grenoble, to attend a different event, but of course I came from West Virginia. There's always a delicate balance. In situations like this, between the need to grieve and at the same time the need to find authentic inspiration in what is ultimately a higher reality, a higher truth of the matter. And just like in our lives in general, even in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna often talks about the need for balance, for harmony between one's, you could say, one's human side and one's spiritual side. The fact that we are eternal souls and the fact that we are within human bodies and we have various needs and emotions based on that fact also. And the balance, the harmony between our human and spiritual side is what makes a healthy life. And so, in a situation like this, the spiritual facts of the matter in no way trivialize the loss. But at the same time, there is a spiritual fact of the matter, which I think it is appropriate to think about and to speak and hear about in a situation like this. There's a beautiful verse in the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says, Nahi kalyana krit kasya durgatim kanta dasati. Krishna says to Arjuna that one who does good in this world never goes to an unhappy destination. So, I think everyone agrees that Marian was a very special, extraordinary person who had a very sincere devotion, devotion for God, devotion for those around her, and the confidence, that rational confidence, that despite our loss, that ultimately it is part of the greater plan. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Pidama Sya Jagato Mata Dhata Pidama, I am the father of this world and the mother. I remember on the day that my own father passed away in the year 2000, it was the first, well, I remember that night after the I was unable to sleep that night. And the thought that kept going to my mind is that my love for my parents was my first experience of God consciousness. A child, of course, first learns to love their parents. And it's not automatic that a mother loves their child or that a father loves their child. It's not something which happens automatically. It's actually the presence of God in the heart of the father and the mother. And it's actually, it's God in their heart inspiring the parents to love their child. And in loving their child, the parents are actually experiencing God's own love for the child. It's actually God who first loves that child as a father and as a mother. And then an earthly father and mother, inspired by God, feel that same love. So, just as a loving parent can do anything that was not for the good of the child. The microphone? Just as a loving parent would never do anything that was not for the absolute good of the child, the same is true of the supreme parent. And as much as children can't always understand why their parents are acting in a particular way, we can't always understand why the supreme parent is acting in a certain way. You see this whenever you see parents with little children. It's the most common thing in the world. The children cry, or they protest, or they become frustrated. with their own parents because they simply can't understand how the parents are acting out of love for the ultimate good of the child. So we are all God's children. We are all God's children, and we often cannot understand how or why the Supreme Parent is raising us in a particular way, acting in a certain way. And yet, just as a child, despite its frustration, ultimately continues to love the parents and grows to understand and appreciate the parents. And my own experience is actually that my appreciation for my parents, I was very fortunate to have good parents, and my appreciation for my parents is still increasing at my young age. So Mark Twain once said that when he was a teenager, he left home because his parents just didn't understand anything. And he came back a few years later, and it was remarkable how much his parents had learned. So the process of God consciousness, which is really very similar in many different traditions, historical traditions, but there's one God. And so that process of learning to love God is very much like the process of learning to love one's parents. We may start out in bewilderment or frustration or so on, but as we mature, we come to understand more and more the perfect kindness and the perfect love of our eternal parents. So, in the case of Marian, a person who lived such a good life, who was kind, intelligent, and devoted, is not at all blind faith. It's not even wishful. We know for a fact that she has this extraordinary future about her, that our loss is some other world's gain, you could say. Whether it's this world or some other world, she will, of course, continue her very sincere, devoted journey, and she will continue to bring light and happiness to many other people. That is the ultimate security, the ultimate confidence that comes by, just like a child that accepts their parents, if a child that loves loving parents has a good life. Just one more little anecdote. And I remember when I was a student at Berkeley during the late 60s, and of course Berkeley was kind of Mecca back then, and many, because there were so many runaway children, and the local newspaper, the newspaper that was put out by the counterculture called the Berkeley Barb, half the newspaper was advertised and was taken out by parents when they're trying to get to find where their children were. You know, Steve, come home, all is forgiven. Or, Jane, your room is still there. So parents were, so ultimately there is a supreme father, supreme mother. In the Gita, Krishna says, as God, that I'm the father and the mother. And so God is doing everything perfectly to bring all of us back to our real home. And ultimately, all of us will be again together in our eternal home with our eternal family, which actually includes all living beings. Anyways, it was, all of us are very fortunate that we had a chance to associate with Marian in different ways, in different relationships. Some, of course, much more intimately than others, but still, all of us are grateful for that, and all of us are here together to honor her memory, and not only the memory, but to honor her great future as she goes on. Under the watchful eye of God. So thank you very much.